The Forestry Commission has vowed to prosecute illegal chainsaw operators and Galamsey miners. The Chief Executive Officer of the Commission, Samuel Afaridate, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the Commission has formed an armed rapid response unit to keep surveillance over the operations of illegal activities in the country's forest. He said members of the response unit have undergone 4 weeks intensive training to equip them with skills in weapon handling and arrest.
Realize that over the years, we're losing about 65,000 hectares per annum. If you check that ratio to the forest and wildlife resources that we have, it means that within the next 23 years, Ghana will not have any forest left. And we all know the consequences of the absence of these forests because of the benefit of forests to humankind, irrespective of the geographical location. One thing that we've realized causing this decrease in forest and wildlife resources is the illegal activities that is occurring in our forest. And therefore, there's the need for us to increase our protection strategy, improve our protection strategy, and so on and so forth. The illegal logging is one. Galamsey illegal mining is also a big issue. Illegal farms in forest is also a big issue. As a result of that, there was a need for us to launch our rapid response unit under the law enforcement unit that we've established. What it means is that we're going to have our own prosecution unit, for instance, where we'll prosecute forest and wildlife crimes. We're also going to have these rapid response units who will be at the forest gate to make sure that these illegalities do not occur. So we wrote to the government who gave us approval to recruit 200 of our youth into the rapid response unit. But unfortunately, because of the lack of financing and so on and so forth, we were able to recruit about 50.
Has the Constitution guaranteed them the legal mandate to arrest and prosecute any person found doing illegal mining or logging?
The laws allow us to do that by virtue of the Wildlife, Animals and Preservation Act number 43 of 1961. We are empowered to carry arms, and it's as a result of this that we are establishing this rapid response unit.
Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Forestry Commission, Samuel Afaridate.